That has nothing to do with showers, guys.
Yeah, but like, it's very whatever. Just eating cold pizza.
Yeah, it's not enjoyable. No,
because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's play it for eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down. This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down.
It's the Left for Ted podcast, guys. What's up?
What's good?
Merry Christmas.
Hi.
All right, just
I'm
so
Jewish.
Your beard says so. Yes,
yes, it does actually.
All right, so we have a new co-host this week, and she just said hi. Pia, say hi again.
Hi.
Yep.
There she is.
Christmas time is the time for spending time with family. Yeah. Pia's my little sister.
Bullshit.
What?
We don't believe him.
Yeah, no one believes me.
We don't. We feel like Ted has no family.
He says he has family, but I have not yet to met.
We have not seen one yet, so it's all about myth.
Yeah, it's all myth right now until there is hard evidence.
You can see her, but
I want birth certificates. I want everything.
You're going all Republican on me, aren't you?
Oh, wow.
Well, after last week's political ending, to
I'm sorry that you guys had to tune into political last week.
Bye.
Political.
Yeah, the political whatever the hell that was. I don't even know what happened, but
it got deep.
It got very deep. All right, so hey Pia, we're gonna start off. We start off every week asking, "What did you do?" So Pia, what did you do last week?
I bought a table.
What kind of table?
What kind of table? Yeah.
You cannot hold this against me, Ted, but I bought a beer pong table.
Nice.
Why would I hold the beer pong table against you?
I would hold it against him if he held it against you.
Why would anyone hold the table against another person?
I don't know. That sounds very uncomfortable.
Tables are not meant to be held.
Exactly. Okay.
Ted, I can't find you.
Anything else?
What?
Where did I go for the
go down.
No.
Keep going.
Nothing else?
Just a table?
Have you seen any movies or anything like that?
Anything. No. Not really.
No movies?
I live in a town where there's no movie theaters, so.
Wow, really?
Oh, that's a thing?
Keep going down. Keep on going down.
Yeah. We don't have a movie theater. We just got a Walmart. We got all excited.
Just added friends. Thank you for adding friends to my Facebook, Mitch.
You need these friends. There's a little pin thing.
You guys just got a Walmart?
Yeah, well, we got the old one closed down, so we just got a new one.
So wait, do you live like in a small town?
Yeah, there's less than 10,000 people.
Is there like ranches and stuff by you?
Well, just go with the Texas stereotype.
I have to. I can only go by what I've seen in Texas.
Oh,
in movies.
There are ranches. There's like a movie for like the 30 miles outside of town are all just ranches.
Really? So do you ever go horseback riding?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you really trying to hit on my sister?
I'm asking questions. These are very curious things.
I don't like horseback riding.
Oh, have you been?
Yeah, I've been once.
She's 10 years younger than you, Nick.
The horse is just...
I'm not trying to hit on anybody. I'm asking legit questions.
I understand you like the white chocolate, but...
Oh, shut up. Like, when I went horseback riding, we was on a trail. And it was, like, you know, really organized.
Where was this?
I don't know. Some place in Connecticut. Don't ask questions. So, like,
Am I hitting on you, too?
So, it was fun until the horses decide to poop. And, like, it's just, what they do is it stops the whole entire line. And the horse in front of you just, like, opens up his asshole and just poops everything. And you gotta watch it and sit there. And
damn.
Like, it's pretty gross.
All right.
Can we get through a podcast with you not bringing up shit?
Sorry.
Now I don't want to go horseback riding. Unless I'm like side by side with somebody. Yeah.
They had us all one single file line. The horse was like, whatever, fuck it. And they started pooping.
I think that's what they do. I actually saw a horse do that like in New York while they were like walking in the street.
They don't care.
They don't care. Yeah. And then the horse, they just, I was like, don't you got to get it like a trash bag and pick that up, police officer?
No, that's a crime.
Just walked away. I was like, okay, that's nasty.
Well, Nick, what did you do? Because I'm going to get to Mitch last, because I know what he did, and I want to know his opinions on things.
What was that?
I know what you did last week. We talked about it on the podcast, what you were doing Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But Nick, what did you do?
I felt like you were going towards the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer, but okay, that's another story.
He was the Roy Jamaican in there.
Oh, my. So, oh, I lost my thought. I've been playing Battlefield 4. I've actually been playing the campaign. I haven't gone online yet because I kind of want to brush off my... Yeah. Because I kind of want to refrain from it a little bit. Because I know once I get into it, I'm going to be all in. So I just want to just take my time with the campaign and play it and, you know, try to get my skill up a little bit before I actually start playing because I know I'm going to be rusty.
That makes sense.
That was last week's.
Bro.
So... Yeah, we don't have the right docket up right now. So, and also, I've just been watching a few movies. Nothing too great in particular. Catching up on my recordings on my DVR.
What are you watching?
I've been watching Moms and Dads. Those are two separate shows.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's Mom.
There's Mom and then
and Dads.
Then the other show.
Are they made by the same person?
No.
No, they're not.
That's stupid.
But they're all-star, like, awesome actors or actresses.
Yeah.
Moms stars the mom from Juno and Anna Faris. And Dads is Seth Green and Martin Mull, also known as... what's his name? Oh, Colonel Mustard from Clue.
Clue.
That's cool.
Or the principal from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And I've also been watching Scandal, which is, I think, I recommend Scandal-ish. A lot of people to watch that. It's a very good show.
That's the one with, Kerry Washington?
That's, he played in...
No, that's it's a woman.
No, who... Would you say?
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington, yeah, that's okay. Right. I thought you, like, said a guy's name. I was like, no, that's not the... that's not the name. I thought you said Terry. And I was like, who's Terry? But okay.
Well, Kerry could be a guy's name.
It could
Kerry.
Be.
Yeah, Kerry I was.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But, it's not a good guy's name.
Actually, Terry could be a girl's name, too. So
Terry, yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
It's T-E-R-R-I.
Yeah.
Terry Gar.
So, yeah.
Or Terry Crews.
And I also watched there was another show. Can't think of it right now, but I'll come back to it when I think of it. Mitch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Mitch, what did you do last Thursday?
I saw The Midnight Release of Hobbit.
And what did you think? Well, Hobbit Part 2.
Hobbit Part 2. I for the most part I enjoyed it. At first, I was a little, like, iffy, but I came around to it.
I was going to see it, then life got in the way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was supposed to go on Sunday, then on Saturday it snowed, so I had to shovel. Then I was going to go on Tuesday, and it fucking snowed.
I had to shovel.
I saw it,
hopefully this weekend, if it doesn't snow, I'll be able to see it.
I saw 3D without IMAX, for some reason, and wasn't that good. I wish I saw IMAX 3D.
That's what I did last time.
Yeah.
The first one I saw at IMAX 3D. And not the 48 frames per second, which made everyone sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, because the 3D glasses makes the movie like a tiny bit darker. Like darker, so like it's just it's kind of annoying. But I like the movie a lot, though. It was good. I feel like if you like the first one, you're going to like the second one.
I didn't do shit, so I'm glad that you guys did so.
Well, I mean, like,
Pia bought a table. You guys watch shows and stuff.
I got an e-reader. Yeah, Kindle.
Nice.
Hand me down. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I started reading books.
You can read.
And I haven't really been playing any games because my brother's home and he's in the game room, so it's kind of annoying. I did play
The Walking Dead. Is that why last week you were just like, can I come over and play?
Because I couldn't play anytime. He was in the living room for the whole entire time. But I managed to play the season 2, episode 1 of The Walking Dead game.
Oh, yeah, that came out, didn't it?
That was really good.
But I forgot to buy that, but I have no money.
Did you even beat the first one?
Yes.
You did?
I didn't do the
400 days.
The 400 days. Oh, okay. I didn't play that because I was waiting for that to go down to like half price, which it didn't do.
But it was definitely good. I think you liked it.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's really fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Surprisingly, it's a really good transition. Like, it's not awkward or anything like that.
Because Lee's kind of dead.
Yeah.
All right, so...
And I also been thinking about some rewritings of certain series that are actually animes that I've been writing down.
Are you doing fan fictions?
Not so much.
Hey, Nick, did you start Attack on Titan last night?
I didn't get the chance to. I didn't. I apologize. I really wanted to watch it, but I didn't get the chance.
All right, well.
Had to get ice off it.
Well, now we're going to go into the next portion of our show that Mitch loves, but I kind of hijacked, but I'll let Mitch still talk about it.
Okay. Thanks, Ted.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? 'Cause Mitch, he wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is Playing Favorites.
You should write jingles, Ted.
I should.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, the more I hear it, the more it, like, grows on me.
Well, that's what happened with the intro, too. Like, everyone's just like, oh, that's a weird intro. I don't know if I like it. Now we all, like, jam out to it.
I am bobbing the head to it. Yeah.
Like, I would have that on my phone.
All right, I'll send you the MP3.
Cool. So the Playing Favorites for this week.
Sorry. Continue.
The Playing Favorites for this week is, what is your favorite and least favorite holiday movie, special, or episode?
Now, we actually went online and asked a lot of people what their favorites were. And if I had my phone around, I would say what it was.
I can get on Facebook on my phone and tell you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Well, let's go through everyone's here right now. So, Mitch, what's your favorite and least favorite holiday movie? Mind you, it doesn't have to be the holiday that's going on right now.
Yeah.
It could totally be Hanukkah, which ended, like, the beginning of the month.
Well, when I first thought about it, it was Christmas-themed, I thought, so I just made it Christmas-themed. My favorite one would be Always Sunny in Philadelphia, their Christmas special, which is pretty funny. Pretty sure it's on Netflix if you wanted to watch it. And least favorite? It didn't start off as least favorite, but my least favorite now is Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did love Christmas Story when I first watched it the first 10 times. And then the next 15, I was like, eh. And then the next 20, I was like, no. So
maybe it's because you watched it 20 times, maybe?
Well, you know, it's not my fault.
Somewhat. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to kill me. And it was like, no, I take it back. One of my favorites would be The Grinch with
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. That's like my top favorite. And my least favorite would be, I guess, the Santa Claus with
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. Both of
them. Dude, there's been
three
of them.
There's three.
Holy crap. Well, I'm going to say all three. Holy crap. I did not know there was
a third. There's the Santa Claus, the Santa Claus 2, the Mrs. Claus, and then Santa Claus 3, which starred Martin Short as Jack Frost for whatever reason.
I hate all of them.
How about you, Pia?
I say my favorite's Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And my least favorite is probably White Christmas, because it gets played way too much.
That's probably why I love it so much. A lot of people don't know this. P and I haven't really had a Christmas together in about 14 years. Which is kind of sad, because P is now 18. But when my mom left and everything, that was one of the movies that we never watched anymore. So that kind of became one of my favorite movies, is White Christmas. But I actually think White Christmas would be my favorite.
Her least favorite is your...
It's a toss-up between White Christmas and The Year Without a Santa Claus. Which is kind of funny, because John was just like, you know what movie I fucking hate? Year Without a Santa Claus.
That was an unpopular vote.
I know, seriously.
You heard mine, right?
No.
Okay. I said The Grinch was my favorite with Jim Carrey.
That was a movie.
And my least favorite was basically...
Did you just say that was a movie?
Good.
That's also just like...
we acknowledge that's a movie. But
what was your worst?
The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. The entire series, I guess. Because I guess there is a series now.
They got two or three, I think.
He's apparently there's four.
Four.
Three.
Oh. There's three?
Three.
Okay.
It's not four.
That one with the Mrs. Claus or
no, the Mrs. Claus is number two.
Oh, that's number two.
About Jack Frost or remember there's a
which Santa Jack Claus Frost?
Where, which one, yeah.
Was Jack Frost with Michael Keaton or Jack Frost the horror movie?
No, I'm talking about the one. I like the one with Michael Keaton. I like that one.
You didn't like the horror movie?
I don't remember.
The horror movie was hilarious. It's about a mutant snowman.
Was it meant to be hilarious?
I remember the cover from Tommy Cage. Really. It was like holographic and stuff. It was all evil. It was just cool.
Think of Child's Play with a snowman.
Okay.
Alright, that's basically what happens. He transfers his soul into a snowman. But there's actually one scene where he uses his carrot nose to rape a woman as he's melted in her bathtub. And kills her. He rapes her with his carrot nose in...
That sounds like a weird Japanese play.
It's really strange and awesome.
I guess
it's
Korean.
Korean, yes. Yeah. Let's just say Asian.
Okay, we'll go with that.
But yeah, so... Yeah, that's that. Let's read some of the comments. Why don't we... move my microphone over here. We have Cole, who wants to be part of the podcast really badly, but he never is around for us to do it. So Cole says that Gremlins is his favorite holiday movie. It's a good one. Good choice.
That's
respectable. Let's see. Jennings, who is the other Ryan, who also wants to do podcasts all the time, he said Jingle All the Way. So it's two for Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if... they're meaning this, if that one's for least favorite or for favorite, but whatever. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Hunty, who's been on the podcast before. A Christmas Story never goes wrong, so that's one against Mitch's. Joe said that his favorite and least favorite, the Star Wars Holiday Special, which if you haven't seen that, look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious.
It is.
It makes no fucking sense. Let's see. We have Jen S. up here. I think she meant The Year Without a Santa Claus.
What'd she say?
A Christmas Without a Santa Claus.
Oh,
okay. So. Let's see.
I'm not a big, holiday movie person.
Then there's Jay on here who said... Die Hard.
Yeah, I guess.
Die Hard.
Yeah,
it is.
Yep.
I changed my vote to Die Hard.
What about Lethal Weapon?
I like Die Hard better.
Okay.
Both really good, though.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. Is what's written here.
How original.
Alright, let's see. then Ryan, of course, said that Joe took his, but if he had to change it, He was going to say Die Hard. So Ryan says Die Hard again, and his least favorite reindeer games. Makes sense. Let's see. Jerry says White Christmas and The Year Without a Santa Claus. I like this guy. Jordan, who's been part of the podcast, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Stacy,
good one as well.
Yeah. Yep. Says that there's too many, though she always watches The Santa Claus, the one that Nick hates. The Christmas with the Cranks.
Stacy, we do not like it.
Muppet Christmas Special. I'm not sure which one she's talking about because there's 20.
Yeah.
Arthur Christmas, which I haven't seen. And The Polar Express, which Kylie thought she was going to have a heart attack if she watched.
Since then.
I don't know. She had a dream. And then she watched it. Okay. And she was just like, this is a good movie. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
I don't know how you can have a nightmare off of a Polar Express.
I don't know.
Train crashes
and floor. That's about it for that. So yeah, that's playing favorites. That's
I'm gonna take your present. It's like, oh no, oh no, Santa, stop!
Horrible images.
Santa? No, but I've got a package for you.
Oh, God.
You are ruining Christmas.
I didn't ruin Christmas for us. Retail ruined Christmas for us.
Oh, don't need to tell me.
So,
I'm depressed that you said that.
I'm sorry.
I enjoyed it though.
I'm going to depress you a little bit more, guys, because now comes the time of the show where we have to say goodbye to some people in Hollywood that have passed on. And so on and so forth. As you guys know, this is So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
You practice that?
No.
The timing of it is so perfect.
I can hear the music.
I know, but like...
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point, but like...
That doesn't...
The transition is just nice.
All right, so we have a couple of big names here. First, Peter O'Toole. If you guys don't know Peter O'Toole, watch a movie. He's
all,
in so
I,
many.
When I saw O'Toole, I just thought of the bar. But, yeah. Okay.
He was in Stardust. He was in and Lawrence of Arabia. There's some other ones over here. But actually... Yeah, The Lion in Winter.
What's the most famous?
He was in Troy. Lawrence of Arabia is probably his most famous movie. But I actually have a story that I wrote up here about him that I know for a fact because there was pictures. Kylie's grandmother, when she passed, had a whole bunch of pictures of her teaching Peter O'Toole how to bowl.
So random.
Yeah.
To bowl?
To bowl. Well, he's an English actor. You know, they don't have a lot of... maybe do have a lot of bowling. I don't know if they do.
That's cool, though.
So, yeah. So, then we also have Joan Fontaine. She was in a whole bunch of... I can't think of his name. Hitchcock movies. Alfred Hitchcock. I was thinking Al Pacino. No, that's wrong. Alfred Hitchcock movies. She was also an Oscar-winning actress, I think, for Rebecca and Suspicion. Though I could be wrong. She was 96. So, yeah. And then my favorite of this trio of dead people, Harold Camping. I think you guys remember back a couple of years... when they were like Rapture and people sold their houses because they believed that they were going to be chosen to go through the Rapture. Yeah. And, you know, they were going to leave, they were going to float up to heaven all naked and all of their worldly belongings. And, you know, there were people selling their houses for $100 because they believed that this shit was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
A vein of skeleton.
This is the guy who said it was going to happen.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think he saw his death coming?
How do you pass?
I have no idea. It doesn't say. Oh. I'm thinking he was raptured.
So you think there's a whole bunch of disappointed people right now?
Yeah, probably. Of course, for like the fourth week in a row, John's not here, so there's no what if. Should I introduce Pia to the what if segment opening, though?
It's better if John's here. Okay. No, you should not.
Should I?
You guys, I think in context,
it's supposedly your younger sister.
If you're not gonna like have, if you're not gonna have the segment, at least explain what like the meaning behind it.
Yeah,
I thought I was supposed to do it.
Oh yeah, why? Where's your what if?
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to do it now.
Oh, well, I was just guess what?
What if? What if there was never a what if?
Oh my god! By far the greatest thing ever made.
So, what do you think?
What if there's never a what if?
No. I was asking your supposed sister. What you think of the introduction?
I mean, there's not really words to describe it. I mean,
there are words. You just don't want to use them.
It's very graphic. Different.
Okay. What if?
It's special.
Yeah, John helped me make that one.
Oh, God.
It was yogurt in a boot.
Was it really it?
Well, when you said John helped you make it, just the wrong thing that came to mind.
What if action movies that were made, you know, let's go 10 years back, were made today? How do you think they would differ from what they were?
So pretty much.
Well, The Matrix would be a lot better.
So you mean like
So like, take The Matrix, take
Dragon Ball Z,
take
Was Dragon Ball Z really that long ago?
Huh?
It came out like 1990.
Yeah. So
the live action.
The live action.
Okay. Like Die Hard, Demolition Man.
Yeah.
No. Die Hard was 1989. That's
what's the year frame? What's the frame we're going?
It can go beyond 10 years.
You said action movies back then? No, 20 years is a long time. 10 years is a long time.
Beyond 10 years, yeah. Let's go beyond that.
There you go.
Okay.
So, like...
So, 80s and 90s action
would Demolition
films.
Man be a good movie?
Demolition Man. Judge Dredd, the original?
Like, if... Because, like, some of the movies, like, I would think... Some of them were better off just leaving.
Staying there. Like Lethal Weapon.
Like, yeah.
Lethal Weapon should never have had a fourth.
Yeah.
Actually, it should never have had a third, but...
Yeah.
Rene Russo, the only thing she's ever been good in is Thor 2.
Yeah. Spoiler, she dies.
No, Thor 2.
Thor 2, what are you talking about? Why are you that for?
What, did you see Thor 2?
No, I didn't see Thor 2.
Oh, you did?
No. What?
Shit, I thought you saw it. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
He didn't give away that.
It's not that big.
It wasn't big. You're lucky I don't know who this person is. Okay.
You don't know who Rene Russo is?
You know I'm not good with names.
Okay.
I'll just assume every girl in the movie dies now.
I'm sorry.
Could you, all right, pick a movie that you think would be better. That would be better? For this gym.
But I mean, like, a lot of the 80s and 90s action movies were good. They were, like, brainless but good, you know?
That was the best part about it, was, like, they were, like...
So,
and
I
cheesy.
Feel like, I feel like when if they inject our modern time, like, movie stuff into those movies, it might actually ruin the movie to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That might be a possibility.
So it'd be a worse idea to have that kind of...
Except for The Matrix.
Yeah.
Maybe they would decide not to do the other two movies.
Yeah, that's why I kind of, like... I wanted to keep it within a closer realm instead of, like, the old school ones, because
Remember,
the classics should be classics.
Remember when it was the Wachowski brothers and not the Wachowski siblings?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do actually remember that. Wow.
And then Larry Wachowski got a sex change. and became Lana Wachowski. Lana Wachowski.
What was his original name?
Lawrence.
So, kind of close though. So if I was to become a girl, I'd choose like a really like extravagant name.
You're just going with the stereotype, aren't you?
What? I'm not gonna choose like Lucretia or LaShawanda.
I was gonna ask you, LaShawanda. What was your name?
LaShawarma.
What is it? Aquanisha.
Like
right, now we're getting to another what if. Mitch, what's your female name?
I mean, I wouldn't want to be this. Like,
what if you were a female? What was your name?
I didn't want to be typical and be like, oh, Michelle. Because that's corny, you know?
Okay.
So maybe like, I don't know.
A new what if.
Veronica or some shit like that.
Veronica?
Yeah.
It's not a lot of black Veronicas.
Victoria.
Would that be your girl name?
Because it has Victory in it.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be the only legit reason.
That's the most awesome reason to pick a name.
That's my choice.
Yeah. Pia, what would your guy name be?
Yeah. You can't say Peter.
Man.
You can't say Peter. You can't say Peter, but you could say Peta. As in after the Hunger Games.
But that's like weird. But then again, I get to be with Katniss. But probably like Bob.
Bob?
Bob.
The world needs more Bobs.
Yeah.
Probably does. Like, it would be straight Bob. Your name wouldn't be Robert, and then Bob would
just
be short for
not,
your name.
Not Robert, just Bob.
Just Bob.
Okay. No about, last name, just
how
Bob.
How about Bobbert?
Bobbert. Bobbert, I like that.
There's somebody with that nickname.
Bobward. It'd be Bobward.
Bobward?
Bobward.
You should change your last name to Bobward. Bobberson.
Bobward.
Ted?
Shanique.
A bunch of black names.
Not only did he get a sex change, he got a skin change as well.
Yeah. I would take fantasy is now.
Or Ling.
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 Just because, you know, I'd walk into a room and, oh, Ling. And I'm just like, what the fuck? This is not an Asian or black person. Leave.
Leave. You don't belong.
We were all fine when we thought you were Asian or black.
You just ruined it. It is ruined now.
Oh.
That's all I can come up with.
Which part of the show are we at right now?
Movie-rama. We're going to Movie-rama. Okay.
Okay. By the way, Mitch.
I enjoyed the second part of your one-off question.
Mitch, did you
get... I want more one-off questions like that.
Okay.
Did you get all the stuff from... did you get the stuff from Ryan?
No, I never got anything from Ryan.
Okay. So we'll get to it.
Okay.
But Movie-rama, woo! What you gonna do, brother? You gonna do? No, you're not gonna do it.
I can only do
Macho Man.
I'm not prepared.
John needs to come back.
I know.
John does need to come back. But what you gonna do? Ooh, yeah, Movie-rama runs wild.
That's you can't say wild. Though. You gotta say like.
Step in,
good though.
Step into Movie-rama.
Oh yeah. Ooh yeah, Movie-rama.
There you go. All right.
That's gonna be my thing when John's on. Movie-rama. Ooh yeah.
So Spidey spinoffs, guys. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Spider-Man spinoffs. Last week, like after the podcast, they announced this. We're getting a Venom standalone movie and a Sinister Six movie, either after Spider-Man 3 or in place of Spider-Man 3. I'm not sure which.
I don't know how like a spinoff of Sinister Six will work, but that seems pretty cool.
You know what? I was thinking about that, and I have to direct your attention to Reservoir Dogs. Hmm. Think about it. Everybody's a bad guy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Isn't Sinister a...
Huh?
What's
Sinister? Not the X-Men
book. Okay.
It's not Mr. Sinister.
Okay.
The Sinister Six. Mitch, you're the Spider-Man aficionado that's here right now.
Explain. Vulture, Rhino, Stereo,
Sandman.
What was that? Sandman. And it changes between like.
Wait, isn't there also a Venom and a Carnage?
Well, at one point it was Kraven, but Kraven died, and then Dr. Octopus. And then, I don't think Venom or Carnage were in it.
What about they were at some point.
At some point, yeah.
The crocodile.
Yeah, the lizard.
The lizard, yeah.
Lizard. Like, one of the members always changes.
He's supposed to be a crocodile, though, isn't he? Because, like, you got his... he's got his...
He just looks like a crocodile. He's a lizard.
I think...
Because, like,
Killer Croc. That's Batman's villain.
That's... Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I probably mixed it, too.
Yeah. I'll
put... Boss fight in Batman Arkham Asylum.
Okay. Which is that close?
But, so... I'm actually looking forward to it, also, because they announced that Drew Goddard, who I've praised before... The director of Cabin in the Woods. He's also doing the Daredevil series, writing and producing that, and directing a couple of episodes. So I think it could be good. Also, this by having Drew Goddard in it, I think it bridges the gap that we need to get bridged to have Spider-Man and Avengers.
What was my
Guardians? I don't remember. That was so long ago.
That was a while ago, just now.
Veronica.
Veronica.
Yeah, if I was to get a sex change and turn my name to Veronica and then become a guy again, my name would be Drew.
Okay, this is going too deep.
Yeah, too far into the future. So let's go to the next story.
Wait, before we do, I want to ask one question. What was the character when Venom and Carnage became one being?
Yeah, that's Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to answer that question for me, so just ask it,
Ryan. Okay.
Venom Carnage.
Yeah.
One day.
Oh, but Eddie Brock is now Toxin, right?
Well, he's not Toxin anymore.
He was Toxin.
He was.
Okay. And the Flash Thompson was the Venom.
Yeah.
I haven't read the newer one yet.
The Superior Venom?
No, Spectacular Spider-Man. Or Superior Spider-Man.
They just changed over to Superior Venom.
Whatever. I'll catch up in like a week, I guess.
So, So we're going to take this as pure rumor, because we've been burned on this rumor before. But apparently Sandman, not the Spidey villain that we were talking about before, but the Neil Gaiman graphic novel, Sandman, looks like it might be going to a film with Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the title character. If you guys know Neil Gaiman, though, right? Like, he's done so much stuff. Coraline is the most recent thing that's gone to film. He wrote Stardust. American Gods is one of his best-selling novels of all time. So, if this does go to film, it should be all right. I also have grown to love Joseph Gordon-Levitt as an actor, and not just the kid from Third Rock from the Sun and Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield, he'll be no
more. I love that movie.
Yeah. But, let's see, moving on. So who wanted the Gilligan's Island movie? Who wanted this? Please. Please, kill yourself. All right, let's move on.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's happening.
It's happening.
And
not a rumor.
That's not a rumor. Josh Gad... best known for having a part on the Book of Mormon, stage show on Broadway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of South Park.
Yeah. So, he's rumored to play probably Skipper, I'm guessing, if we're going with body types. Alright, so Studio Ghibli. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli?
Ghibli.
It's Ghibli?
Yeah. I did not hear about this, actually.
So, Studio Ghibli has announced that after their latest Miyazaki movie, if you guys don't know, Hayao Miyazaki is retiring after this one is done and in the United States. Because they're doing the version for Japan, which is out now in Japan. And then there's going to be a United States version, which should be here next year in February. Hayao Miyazaki is retiring from directing altogether.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask you, was he retiring from just like making movies in America?
Or no.
Was he just going to go
just
to Japan?
Just altogether.
Okay.
He doesn't make movies in America. He comes over and helps with the voice acting.
Okay.
And that's about it. So he's retiring with this movie, The Wind Rises, which is about an engine that the Japanese used. It was the first jet engine that they used in their planes, and then they used it on our boats in Pearl Harbor. But we're not going to go on that. I'm not lying about that. It's about the engine that was used in the planes that were the attacks on Pearl Harbor.
That's the movie's about?
That's what the movie's about. Huh. It's about the jet engine, but in the Miyazaki kind of... No, not really. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Grave of the Fireflies.
It sounds like that book with the horse, or not the movie with the horse that...
War Horse?
Is it War Horse?
Yeah.
Sounds like horse. That kind of... But it's not a horse. It's
yeah.
an engine.
It's an engine. So next year in Japan, they're going to be doing a story called When Marnie Was There, which is about a girl named Annie who has no friends, who meets a girl named Marnie, and they become fast friends, and then Marnie disappears, and Annie finds out that Marnie wasn't all that she was cracked up to be. That's what it says.
Really? That's what it says?
Yeah. That's not what I wrote, but that's what it says on
the... Hey, when each other do that, or like synopsis do that. It's annoying.
It just sounds like another movie.
It sounds like From Up on Poppy Hill. If I actually knew what that movie was about, I probably wouldn't have bought it. Alright. So, two movies that haven't aged as well as their stars have are getting sequels. That would be Rounders, the first one starring Matt Damon. As a gay pool player, I think. It was either blackjack or pool. I don't remember which. Was it blackjack? I don't know. He was gay.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's the important.
Yeah. And then Shakespeare in Love, where some guy falls in love with Gwyneth Paltrow. I think it was Shakespeare. He was supposed to be playing Shakespeare, William Shakespeare. But... If I remember, he didn't look anything like William Shakespeare because he had short hair. I don't know.
That would be a cast.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, we're going through this really fast.
Ryan does a lot of talk.
I know.
Yeah, Ryan usually explains things.
Well, let's go into DVDs. We have a shitload of DVDs. I'm just noticing. So, for DVDs, for releases, yeah, we got Elysium.
I like that movie a lot.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I
enjoyed it. Did you like District 9? District 9?
I was interested in District 9.
It's from the same director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a shot. We also have Prisoners.
I enjoyed Prisoners.
You did?
I did.
I'll watch that one.
Ain't Them Bodies Saints. Anyone watch that one?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, fine then. Fuck you guys.
Prisoner did have a good ending.
I need to know about these things before I see them. Kick-Ass 2. Did anyone see Kick-Ass 2?
Nope.
So part of it didn't have any
I didn't like the first one. Like the first movie. I liked the first comic book. And then I read the second comic book. And I'm just like, wow, this was as shitty as the first movie. So, yeah. The Family, which I really want to see. That's the Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert De Niro movie. Where Robert De Niro betrays his entire...
When they were...
Mob family.
Mob family, yeah.
Okay. Mitch just read the next movie. You want to say that out loud, Mitch?
One Direction. This is Us.
Oh, sorry. That was a typo. It was One Direction. This is Us. Okay, yeah.
So it's like the Justin Bieber thing?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. Or the Katy Perry one.
Already came from, yeah.
Okay. We're going to just keep on going shittier now. The Lone Ranger. Percy Jackson 2. And that's it. So let's see. What's coming out this week? We got Anchorman 2.
I'm going to watch that.
And Her.
When are you going to see it?
Probably next Tuesday.
If I'm off, I might go with you.
Okay.
You're not going to go next Tuesday.
When? Oh.
Because it worked.
Because this is the Christmas episode. Yeah, it's
Christmas
Eve.
Christmas Tuesday?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
oh, Christmas Eve.
Right. Screw you, too, Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas. You've ruined my movie watching. Ruined.
All right.
That means I'm going to have to go like early Friday.
Yeah, something like that.
If I'm not working.
I have to rewatch part one.
Hey, Mitch, you know what you should do?
Holy shit, I am working.
You should scroll all the way down. And while I'm telling Mitch to do this, you should talk, Nick.
Okay.
Talk to Pia. Tell her.
Hello,
don't
Pia.
Hit on her, though.
I'm not going to hit on her.
How do you spell your name?
I'm not creepy.
Pia?
Yeah.
Pia. Why do I think I'm creepy?
Be like,
I don't know. I just.
Pia.
Hmm?
No, that's how she spells her name.
What?
How do you spell your name?
She already asked you.
I didn't hear.
Pia.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Said
so,
like five times more. Jesus.
You be quiet and start scrolling. But yeah, I don't know.
What are you guys scrolling?
No, we have to get the video game news.
We're trying to get the game because news on the,
our
document.
Our friend Ryan, who usually does this, does the video game news, and he wrote a whole section for Mitch.
But he didn't post it on the Facebook
page. Post it online. He posted. He sent it in a message to me. Just, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, stop.
We're going to take turns.
Sorry for not entertaining you guys while this was happening.
We're going to take turns.
I was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
All right,
so the video game releases for... Is it last week or
this? Well, this week.
This week. I knew that.
Did you?
Lies. Yeah.
So, Dementia 2 HD for Windows and Mac.
That's Dementium.
Dementium.
You can press the little plus sign and it makes it bigger.
That is genius. Okay.
Now it's too big.
Oh. All right. Furmans for the PS Vita. Real quick, does anybody want Furman? To buy it?
Furmans?
Yeah, Furmans.
Like Furmans. Mark Furman? Mm-hmm. Is it it's a fucking video game about gloves? Bloody gloves that he just throws around?
Oh, and
blame the black guy!
Minecraft is coming out for PS3.
Why?
Minecraft?
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why not?
People
don't play
Minecraft.
So get an Xbox.
That's dumb.
That's dumb. Yeah, that would be terrible. It's
the reason to get an Xbox is Minecraft.
Mutant Muzz Deluxe for the PSN and PS Vita.
I thought that was already out.
Deluxe.
It's already out for the Wii.
Ridge Racer Slipstream for the iOS and Android. Runner 2 for the PS Vita. Terraria for the PS Vita. The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1, All That Remains for Windows, Mac, Xbox Live Arcade, and PSN, and iOS.
Yeah, the iOS one actually doesn't come out until next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, that sucks.
They pushed it back.
I know the Windows one came out a day before the systems did. Don't know why, though. Toki Tori for the PSN. I'm not really sure what that is.
That is about a girl named Tori who smokes a lot of weed.
I do not believe you.
I do too for some reason.
Ted is a liar. Alright, so
probably
Tomb Raider PSX port for the iOS. Cut the Rope 2 for the iOS. Republic. Wait, what was that?
Republic.
Oh, I said it right. For the iOS. 3D Shinobi 3 and Streets of Rage.
For what?
Wherever you want to be, Nick.
Okay. Let your imagination run wild.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to take turns on the news.
Are we?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
It's a group effort.
Who's taking the first one?
Actually, we should have Ted start. Let's go around.
All right. Someone offer this man a job, is what Ryan wrote here. A Minecraft player constructed a functional in-game 3D printer.
An in-game 3D printer?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. He does have a link.
Should we click the link and see what
I don't know. It's Kotaku. I don't want it to infect my Wii U.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
No.
Wii U infected. He just opened the link. Wii U infected. You're going to have all kinds of errors by the morning.
There's a video, so we're not going to watch it.
That's when the error begins.
Why not? Why can't we watch the video?
Fine, whatever.
I'm trying to play the sound on the computer. It's not really working.
It's 4 minutes, though.
Oh, don't watch the whole video.
Don't watch the whole thing. Just get to the good stuff. Dramatic start. I'll try to...
Yeah, there's nothing on there.
There's nothing on there.
It was
just a dramatic start. Never mind.
That sucked.
All right.
There's not Ryan failure.
We will get to Ryan.
I love you, Ryan.
I know one. Okay.
This one.
Okay, fine.
South Park, The Stick of Truth's Australian release has to censor the alien anal probe scene. Not really surprising. Even under Australia's new adult-only rating, their board was concerned that the probes were like penises.
So, wait. What? Australia really did say WTF, mate.
The scene features miners and is interactive. Developer Obsidian has removed the scene entirely. It's been replaced by text descriptions including aliens forcibly probe your rectum with a dildo-shaped probe.
Keep going, bitch.
Keep going.
All right. Probe his ass with violent force and causing his anal probe to penetrate him over and over. This is all set to backdrop a koala crying.
So, is this a South Park game?
Yeah.
Yes.
The game is coming. It's,
this is what it sounds like when koalas cry. Doo, doo, doo.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Doo, doo, the
backdrop me and the koala crying.
Yeah.
I like koalas. My favorite animal.
Okay.
I couldn't find you a koala squirking. I'm sorry.
Alright, here you go, Nick.
Shuhei Yoshida, president of Sony Computer Entertainment's worldwide studio. You can't shake the screen if you want me to read. Seems like and plus I think I nailed that.
Yeah, you did. I was
Worldwide Studio seems like a pretty cool dude. When asked by an audience member on a recent TV appearance about rival Nintendo's poor sales, he praised Mario 3D World and claimed to own two Wii U's. Two Wii U's. Okay.
Why two?
Why two? Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Why do I own two Xboxes?
Something to do with your wife, but I'm not going to get into that. But people can get together and enjoy the Wii U. It's got plenty of wonderful games. Yoshida said, Nintendo helps raise and teaches the fun of games to people just starting out. I think that a very important thing is in the in this industry.
Yeah, a little monotone there, Nick.
Yeah.
That's how Nick gets credit at work.
It is.
Would you like to open up a Cole's charge?
You can't name them.
Yeah, I know. I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Crap. Oops.
Beep it up.
I'm gonna. No.
Wait. He gave my name. That's okay.
No, I name dropped another thing.
Oh, company name.
Well, Nick did it earlier.
So Nintendo.
I did.
So Nintendo.
We're gonna be in trouble.
Had a Nintendo Direct, which is actually all the news that I wrote down. I was going to write the news.
Yeah.
Because Ryan didn't do shit until today.
That's
perfect
for you.
So yeah, Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct. They started talking about all this random shit that's coming out. First off, they have 3DS and Wii eShop in Japan is going to start getting PC Engine stuff. So, like, TurboGrafx-16 and MSX support. So far, Gradius and Paradeus are confirmed. No word on if they're coming to North America. Dr. Luigi ends the year of Luigi. In the United States, at least. December 31st, Wii U users will be able to download Dr. Luigi. Probably going to be $14.99. Just like the other game that Ryan forgot to put on the whole thing, NES Remix, which just came out, I think, yesterday or the day before. Which is basically a game where you go through different old-school 8-bit Nintendo games in various weird ways. Like, they have dark mode, where it's basically like going through the original Super Mario Brothers levels, if you were playing it in the game Limbo.
So it's like Once Upon a Time?
Kind of. And it's not really. It's like, you know how the game Limbo looks?
Yeah,
with that shadow box thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if that was how you played the original Mario.
How did I get it?
So, let's see what else. Hyrule Warriors, because who hasn't dreamt about playing as Link in Dynasty Warriors? Who here has played Dynasty Warriors?
I have.
I played far too many.
I didn't play as much as Mitch, but I played a few.
This is by Tecmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's the people who create the Dynasty Warriors games.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they've done all the Gundam ones, too. The Dynasty Warrior Gundam games,
Yeah.
It makes
they
sense.
They do, No, that's a different company, never mind.
And there's
I was thinking of the Armored Core series.
no word if it's going to be within the Hyrule Historia timeline or not. So, Kirby has been confirmed for Mario Kart 8, which, okay.
Wasn't he already?
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
And apparently we lost Pia at some point.
No.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. It was just like, yeah, Pia just logged in. Okay.
No, sorry.
Alright. We also get Rosalina as a playable character in Super Smash Bros. Rosalina, if you guys don't know, is Mario's maid in Super Mario Galaxy. His maid. And she goes, no Windex. Please think.
I was thinking of that character that was in Street Fighter, but I think her name is just Rosa.
Yeah. Rosalina is...
Yeah.
Rosalina is the princess in the Super Mario Galaxy games.
Right, yeah, I
remember. Yeah. And... Why was he... Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm back.
And Luma apparently is going to be an assist trophy. Just like Skull Kid. Let's see. And Ryan didn't know who the hell they were. Did I just say who the hell they were?
We didn't say anything.
Who the hell they were.
I was going to let it slide.
Who the hell they were or are. Maybe? No, I don't know. Alright, and announced Super Mario 3 for both Wii U and 3DS on the 26th for Europe. Which kind of pissed me off, because I know Ryan and I have been waiting for this goddamn game.
For a very long time.
For a very, very long time. Because I don't want to stick the Wii disc into my Wii U to play Super Mario All-Stars. Because I'm lazy.
Well, then just fly your ass to Europe and get the game.
Yep, I will.
Stop, so lazy.
So, Mitch, I think you got that last one.
What?
Nah.
You're supposed to read, man.
What?
Yeah. It's right there, Ryan Gill.
Hey, I went to Duto, so don't. Since I'm late, I've been sick since Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
No, I get why you asked me.
I wanted to see if you could pay attention.
Like, kind of blindsided me.
I know.
So that's the show. It's an hour long.
Now we know why the show.
Quick, do a dance.
That's because we didn't ask enough questions.
Should we sing a Christmas carol?
No.
Since it's a Christmas song, a Christmas episode.
No.
You want to sing a Christmas carol?
Break the hearts with boughs of holly, fire,
Didn't know.
That was Adam Sandler.
I realized like halfway.
Yeah. It was either going to be Adam Sandler or...
Have you guys ever seen the movie Mixed Nuts?
No.
Adam Sandler's in that movie. It's a Christmas movie.
Mixed Nuts.
It's hilarious. Because he just goes around singing Christmas carols, which is hilarious in itself because he's Jewish. But, like, he sings the wrong lyrics.
Okay.
Like...
That makes
dashing
sense.
Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh for the fields. And then he goes into the next part. I like eating cheese. It tastes very nice. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves cheese, especially white mice.
I can see him doing something like that.
Yeah, it's freaking hilarious. So what does everyone want for Christmas?
I don't celebrate Christmas.
What do you want for Kwanzaa?
I don't celebrate anything.
Oh, whatever.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm dead
serious. Well, happy holidays to you.
Yeah, I guess I would be one of those people.
Nick,
I didn't realize Nick's middle name was Ebenezer.
Nick, if you would like to get a present for any such occasion, what present would you like to receive?
Like my birthday?
Yeah, which comes up in a couple of days.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, in the spirit of your birthday, what would you like for your birthday?
I would like
a
vacation to Japan.
No place for his head. The little boy Nicholas lays down his sweet head.
It's like, wait, what's going on? I haven't like actually gotten presents in like years, so I just get money now. And not even a lot of money, just like a decent amount to pay a few bills off.
Mitchell, for Christmas this year, we gave you $1.
No, because like, as with my family, like we've all decided like not to do Christmas because everybody's old and nobody gives a shit about it anymore. So,
fair enough. I haven't had a Christmas tree in like 15 years.
So, like, I mean, if there was like a child, like if somebody recently had a kid, then okay, then that kid gets presents.
This is the first year Kylie and I have had a Christmas tree. Down.
That's nice. That's kind of adorable.
That's a step.
Huh? Yeah, it's a stump.
Stuff.
And don't we couldn't find.
I won't.
And
I
we
won't.
Couldn't find a star, so we put a hat on it.
What do you want for Christmas, Pia?
What do you want,
Pia?
Did we actually lose this one?
She bailed.
Everybody's yeah, actually, going back. I think she did.
All right. So, yeah, what do you want, Ted?
Peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
You guys suck.
No,
nah, mine was pretty good.
There you are, Pia.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
We lost you.
You hung up for things.
I didn't hang up on you.
Well, Ted, what do you... Not Ted, Mitch, what do you want?
I'm still thinking.
So, wait, Pia, did you hear the question? What do you want for Christmas?
No.
Oh. What do you want for Christmas? I heard it. Huh?
A blender.
You know what? I'm going to get her a blender.
Oh, wait.
I want a new cord.
A what?
I want a new cord for my Nintendo 64 because Tasa stole it.
Which cord?
Like the one that goes into the TV.
Ah, the AV cord.
AV.
Get her a blender for a new table.
Text me your address.
And an AV cord. You can do that.
Put the AV cord inside the blender.
No!
No! It works!
It works! It works!
That sounds like loads of fun.
Imagine untangling that bad boy.
Wait, so let's see. Beer pong table, blender. I think my she little sister's becoming... I know, she has the beer pong table. She wants a blender. I think my little sister's becoming an alcoholic.
Congratulations.
No, never!
I got a shirt I can send you.
Amy's becoming an alcoholic. I think it's just that we... This is, this is gonna sound bad, but I was like, we live with mom for so long, it's just inevitable.
That's what I can say about my sister.
Mom. Still no proof.
Anybody can say that, even me.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I want for Christmas. Xbox One? I don't know.
Mitch,
what do you want?
A car.
Okay.
If I was being unrealistic, I would get a car.
Okay.
Well, what if you were being realistic?
Mine's is pretty
being realistic.
Realistic. I have to change my answer then, because I don't think me going to Japan would be realistic. Because that's like paid air tickets and hotels.
If I was to like have a semi-realistic goal, I would like to go visit my my niece and nephew in Ohio. That'd be cool. That's not as expensive as a car.
No,
you know, I mean, a car would probably be a better gift for the long run, but you know.
Well, you could take the car to visit your niece and nephew.
Yeah,
true.
Or I could take a bus or a train.
Yeah. Then I would probably take a trip to Canada instead of Japan.
Yo, Canada's awesome.
It is. I would go back to Toronto.
I've never been to Toronto.
It's very beautiful.
I'd like to go to Quebec.
Quebec? We're the assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But here's what I want to do. I want to take Justin Bieber with me. And give him back.
It's probably like...
You know he's retiring?
Huh?
Justin Bieber's retiring?
He has to because he's going to go through puberty.
No, Justin Bieber's retiring. Did you guys hear about the story about Justin Bieber?
No. It wasn't in the docket.
Yeah, I know. I don't only like thing to put that Justin I know Bieber is on
there,
the docket.
There was a story about him, I guess, like...
He was at a hotel. Right?
Mm.
And there's these teenage girls around...
Why'd your voice get so high?
Because that's how I tell stories. Mm-hmm. I don't go. He was at a hotel, and there are these teenage girls.
Continue.
So there's these teenage girls around this pool. One who was, you know, not huge, but not, like, real, real skinny. And she was in a tankini. For those who are, like most of our audience, males, a tankini is like a two-piece with a tank top and a bikini bottom.
Oh, okay. That's tankini.
Yeah. So, she wasn't, like I said, she wasn't huge, but she wasn't, like, she wasn't really big, she wasn't really small.
Was she athletic big?
I don't know.
She was average.
Okay.
The woman who was telling the story said she was about a size 14. Well, that woman that was telling the story told the story to... the woman that was telling the story saw Justin Bieber go up to them. And he called that girl, a 14-year-old girl, mind you. He said that she was a whale. And that she looked like a beached whale.
Oh, shit.
All right. Age 14, that's about his... You know.
But how old is he?
19? Pia, you seem to be the expert on Justin Bieber. How old is Justin Bieber?
I don't know, 19.
We'll go with 19.
Yeah. Not old enough to drink yet.
No.
But whatever. And he was just making fun of this girl. And a woman reported to the hotel. The hotel said, we can't be responsible for the actions of our guests. Bullshit, whatever. Mm-hmm. If I had a dollar for every hotel I've been kicked out of, mm-hmm. I'd have a dollar. But, so he does this a couple of days after he goes on to, this newspaper article, like they did this column on him, and he said that anyone who makes fun of him is the same thing as a bully in school. Now, that's not even the pot calling the kettle black. That's the pot straight up using the N-word to the kettle.
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah.
So where is the story coming to play about him retiring?
Huh? Well, that's why.
I already told you that part.
He went... Oh, well.
I've seen people get over worse than stories like that. That wasn't.
Look at John Mayer.
That wasn't.
Remember when John Mayer used the N-word on stage?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he was just like, "I had sex with Jessica Simpson. It was sexual napalm." And she went, "I gave you a hand job. Was I acclimated?"
Yeah, my thing is like, people have come back from that. Was like not even the worst thing that's ever happened to like an artist. So,
yeah.
I honestly think he's going through puberty and he's probably going to get a mustache or something and he's not going to look young.
But, like, don't you go to puberty at, like, not 19?
I don't know. People start late.
Yeah. I guess. I mean.
Did we have a story last week about how Justin Bieber was going to be in Fast 7?
The rumor, yeah.
The rumor,
yeah.
Okay.
He's probably, like,
what, you think he's going to become an actor now?
No.
Personally?
God, I hope not.
What if he did? That would have been crazy.
And what, Backdoor Teen Mom 2?
Hey.
The only movie that he'll probably be in is a movie that's like a scary movie where they have the parodies and whatnot. And they bring in a celebrity every now and then and nobody really cares.
I think that he's going to be part of Justin Bieber.
So that rumor probably won't be happening then? Than him being in the next Fast and Furious movie?
He's not going to be in the next Fast and Furious movie.
Okay.
Everyone hates him. He's the worst thing to ever come from Canada. Ever.
China's not worse.
Yeah, I was like, there has to be something. Because if that's the worst thing they've ever produced, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't like one of the flavors of the syrup.
What?
Let's be honest.
That's blasphemous.
You know, you watch a hockey team, get like a hockey player get into a fight on the ice. If he is Canadian after the fight's over, oh man, that right hook was really good, man. That's what it's about. That right hook. That was a good right hook.
Well,
right in the podcast now.
Yeah, let's end the podcast.
Yeah, let's.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
We won't see you guys next week, but we'll see you guys probably the week after in the new year. Woo!
New Year, yay.
Yeah, that's if everyone isn't drunk on the second.
I probably would be.
Yeah. And even if some of us are, we'll still be here.
Yeah.
Or Nick might be over Skype. Or Uvu. Hey guys, how you doing?
I'll be there no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. Bye guys, see you next time on Sport. No.
About to say, trademark. Trademark.